Welcome to the Parrot Care Sessions. Produced by Talking Naturally, exclusively for the World Parrot Trust, this is a series of in-depth conversations with leading experts, helping you to discover better ways to live with and care for your feathered friends. E.B. Cravens, who is more widely known simply as Eb, has bred, raised, kept, trained and rehabilitated more than 75 species of citizens during the past 20 plus years. His emphasis on natural environments for birds has succeeded in changing for the better the lives of many companion parrots. A science writer by training, Eb writes a monthly column entitled The Complete Citizen in Parrots magazine out of England, and another, The Hook-billed Hobbyist for Australian Birdkeeper. His monthly series of articles, Birdkeeping Naturally, is sent out to bird clubs and individuals around the US and is well into its second decade of publication. Eb joins us today to discuss what he's learned over the years regarding the benefits of offering our companion parrots a nutritionally diverse selection of natural and wild foods as part of their daily diet. E.B. Cravens, Eb, welcome to the Parrot Care Sessions.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Eb, I know that caregivers do get a little anxious sometimes about making changes to their bird's diet and what that might involve. You've been feeding your birds natural food for a very long time, and you're keen to explain just how easy it actually is to incorporate natural foods into a feeding routine, so that is something we will be discussing. Let's start first by explaining just what we mean by natural foods.
Yes, natural foods is, in essence, we're trying to mimic wild feeding tendencies in the birds. And natural basically means you're eliminating as much processed food as you can. You're going to try to make your parrots feed the way they would if they fed in the jungles or in the grasslands, which means raw foods, live foods, green foods, seeds in certain fruits and then, of course, vegetables and such. Basically, you're talking live and raw and green.
Eb, many folks listening to this will be feeding their birds dry foods. I mean, that's not, for want of a better phrase, bad food, is it?
Most dry foods are nutritionally good. And for some pet owners, that's a fine way to feed your parrots as long as you're not feeding 80, 90, 100% of that dry diet. But for us, we, for 30 years now, have cooked for our parrots, have scavenged in farmers' markets and such for our parrots, and tried to feed them much more like they would be feeding in the wilds. Mm. And it eliminates a lot of the problems you get with parrots on prepared food diets. They were basically set up for convenience sake, for people that have lots and lots of parrots, and to nutritionally help out for people that were in the old days feeding straight bird seed, which is not good for parrot health.
If you have a parrot, Eb, that's mostly been given dry or processed food, what are the changes a caregiver might see when they switch to a more natural food diet?
The first thing you see is that normally the parrot eats ravenously for 2 to 3 weeks. He'll just eat every, you start giving him pulses and cooked beans and sprouted germinated seeds and fruit pips and stems to chew on and such like that, nuts, whole nuts. They eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And quite often they'll go into a mold shortly thereafter, because dry diets, like full seed diets, have a tendency to hold back the molt and stifle the nourishment that's needed for feathers. So you often see a molt very quickly, and then you see a new parrot with shiny feathers and a beak that is no longer dry and flaky, and toenails which don't get long and distorted. And it's absolutely amazing what happens.
Right. And how soon after you switch to a natural food diet would you see these changes?
Probably, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks.
Really that quickly?
Oh, yeah.
That does beg the question, Eb, how on earth parrots survive on what might be described as a poor diet?
parrots are hardy. They're survivors. They're really good at lasting. Some of the birds owned by royalty in England, I think, lived, what, 60, 70, 80 years and such? And they were, well, I don't know what they were being fed, milk and bread and chicken bones and who knows. Parrots can be pretty hardy.
One important question that comes up in discussions like these, Eb, is how do the nutritional needs of a parrot free in the wild differ from the needs of our companion parrots? Because a wild parrot is going to have different needs to a bird in captivity.
You know, when we talk about mimicking wild diets, we're trying to mimic the ingredients. The wild parrot is going to need a lot more energy because he's flying long distances.
Yeah.
He's going to be limited by what's ripe on the trees and what's available in the woods and grasslands and wherever it happens to be living. And, of course, it's going to be feeding depending on whether it has chicks in the nest and whether it's molting and whether it's wintertime when days are short and the needs of parrots change and their likes and dislikes from the food dish change, just like mine do out here in Hawaii. And, of course, parrots in the wild have to self-medicate. And I noticed this in my wild-caught parrots and the ones that I've had in the past. I don't have that kind of bird now, maybe, I think, one 60-year-old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But parrots are smart. I remember the days when I was raising a lot of baby birds, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, and I had princess squirrels, parakeets, living in a free-flight aviary, a 20-foot aviary or so, and there were vegetable things growing on the ground and seeds that sprouted up. One week I was looking down there and all the kale growing in the ground down in the corner and all the stems were eaten. And I went, whoa, now that's a smart princess parakeet. She's a mommy and she knows exactly what she needs out of that kale plant. Well, 2 weeks later, I went out into the same aviary and looked over in the other corner where there were more kale plants growing, and all the leaf parts of the kale had been stripped off and there was nothing but stems left.
Really?
And I scratched my head and I went, oh my Lord, what kind of a scientific study would you have to do to analyze what this bird is getting now that it didn't want 2 weeks earlier? People don't always give their pets in their living room or in their parlor credit for what they will choose, you know, and they get into habits that don't provide a lot of variety, and therefore the birds aren't always being able to grow in their knowledge of what they can eat and choose the right things.
Now, as you say, parrots are smart. Eb, a parrot clearly understands instinctively what it needs and when it needs it, but caregivers don't have that innate understanding. So how does a caregiver learn what their birds need?
It starts with what I call the Google factor.
Right.
If you go online and you Google male eclectus nutritional needs, or you Google safe plants for parrots, or safe plants for African greys, or toxic plants for parrots, or toxic plants for African greys, you're going to get all kinds of things down to UCal, University of California, Davis scientific papers that are going to pop up. And if you want to spend some time learning about your species,
right,
that's going to help you immensely.
How did we ever manage before Google? And podcasts like these, of course, Eb, I need to put a plug in for those. You're a great advocate for natural feeding, and you often stress that it's actually not difficult to start offering birds natural food. In fact, you say that we can start just by looking at what we're eating ourselves, or even at what we're throwing away.
You know, the funny thing is, if people would take the time to look around their kitchen, I find people throwing away so many good parrot foods. You eat a cantaloupe, right? You scoop out the seeds and you throw them in the bin.
Yeah.
I take mine and I put them in a strainer and I wash them out, you know, after breakfast and soak them, and then I'll dry them and put them in the refrigerator a little bit moist and stuff. And the next day, watermelon seeds or cantaloupe seeds or the the apple cores. You know, apple seeds aren't toxic. We know wild parrots go into groves looking for apple seeds and eat nothing but the apple seeds and throw away the pulp, you know. And so pear seeds and things like that, things that are in the kitchen that you would normally throw away are one of the best things you can start offering to your parrots, you know. The classic example is carrot tops and beet tops.
Right.
Now, birds like stems. And I've seen birds that had never really liked vegetables take a red Swiss chard stem or a red beet stem and just typewriter it from one end to the other in their beak, making it into nothing but mush. And all they're getting is the nutritious juices, the phytonutrients, the anti-cancer nutrients, you know, the enzymes, the juices and such like that. Then they throw the pulp down the ground and they don't eat that portion. The second thing I would say is shop a little differently. Go to the organic section in the grocery store or go to a little health food store. You might find guava. You might find fresh figs which have seeds. You might find papaya that has seeds and stuff. And my experience is that when I learned to feed my parents healthier diets, April and I eat healthier too.
Yes. I mean, that's probably very true, yeah.
Yeah.
So you plan your everyday food shopping not only with yourself in mind, but your parrots too. That's not too tough. Tell me, how difficult is it to get a parrot to switch diets? Because some species, well, they just don't like change, do they?
Yeah, a lot of it depends on species. African greys are notorious for not wanting to change diets. Some macaws are notorious for being stuck in a feeding rut, you know. With birds like Amazons, for example, they tend to really love green stuff because they're not getting much green stuff. People don't think. I used to work in a really wonderful bird store in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And when I went in there, I started greening up the bird room. And one of the things I would do would go out and get fresh boughs and go and get fresh things and put them in the canary and finch cages because these birds have never lived with anything other than seed and water.
Right.
And those finches would tear every piece of green off and eat it. One day I even put a half of a cut lemon that I'd squeezed into my tea. I said, I wonder what they'd do if I put a half a cut lemon in there. And I set it on the floor and they stripped it. But the thing you have to do is, one, you have to keep at it.
Right.
Because they're going to eat more green in the spring. They're going to eat more green when they're molting, you know. They're going to eat more if they're feeling nesty, if it's the breeding season, or certainly if they're having babies. Just, you know exactly when that chick hatched because the celery will be gone and the broccoli will be gone and the chard will be gone. So some birds take to it pretty easily. For the ones that don't, we trick them.
Ah, okay. So how do we do that?
It starts with the grater. If that bird takes all the carrot chunks, if you're African grey that we know needs high amounts of vitamin A because they're eating red palm fruits in the wilds, you know, he's going to throw every little chunk of carrot that you put into his dish out. Well, then just before you serve the dish, get the grater out and grate your carrot on the top of that food and stir it in. And he can't throw 250 little pieces of carrot out of his food dish, not to mention all the yellow carrot juice, which is going down around the other stuff and the peas and things like that. We have a parrot in our house that absolutely won't eat vegetables, but she loves to drink things out of a mug.
Right.
So we just make smoothies. We just make smoothies and we put things, she gets her smoothies and she's getting bee pollen and she's getting all this stuff. And then you can go to a health food store and you can find powdered alfalfa grass, powdered wheatgrass, spirulina, barley grass, brewer's yeast for vitamin B's, because there's all these wonderful nutritional powders. Not to mention buying Necton and good birdie vitamins that are in a powder form. And you just lightly sprinkle a little bit on everything that they eat. If you've got a cuttlebone in the cage for your your conure and it won't touch the cuttle bone, take the cuttle bone out of the cage and use a knife to scrape cuttle bone onto its food, onto its apple, or onto its whatever he's eating.
Yeah.
So there you did it. And it takes, what, 5 seconds?
Right. You know? So parrots are highly intelligent creatures, but they can still be fooled into eating healthily. And Eb, I know you have another tip about natural feeding, and that's along the lines of, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for my birds.
I'm a big person for tasting stuff. I'll go out to the garden and I'll pull some dandelion weeds or something, and I'll just take a leaf off and I'll taste it, and I go, okay, that's crunchy. I'll give that to my parrots, you know. Or the same thing with things that I get out of bird seeds. I'll taste the nuts and I'll taste the items in the bag and I'll go, okay, that's, you know, I taste the pellets. I want to know how hard it is, how much water it takes to soften it. If parrots are eating that dry breakfast food type of diet, they need to drink a lot of water.
Right, yeah.
If they're trying to feed it to babies, we know of birds that absolutely won't eat that stuff to feed the babies because it's too dry. The babies can't digest it. Maybe they're a Australian cockatoo species or something, and they're not used to drinking a lot of water. That's not how they get their moisture in the wild.
Sure.
They get it in blossoms and in things.
And Eb, another way we can guarantee that the food we're offering our parrots is nutritional, healthy, and natural is to grow it ourselves. And again, you don't need to go to a huge effort or indeed to have a huge yard to be able to grow enough to add natural food to the diet of just, say, one or two parrots, which, you know, is probably how many parrots most people listening to these podcasts would have.
We used to container garden get a big pot or a half of an oak barrel or something and put soil in it and spread bird seed inside and water it for, you know, 8 to 10 days to 2 weeks and stuff, and it would sprout up and then it flowers and you can give the flowers to your birds, and if it forms pods, they'll eat the pods, you know. So
yeah.
There are a lot of things you can do which are fun, you know. It slows you down too.
Yeah, which is a good thing. Sometimes we do all rush around far too much, don't we?
I love walking around the area in the morning and picking up things from the garden to give my birds. It's a relaxing time. Another thing is, if wild birds in your neighborhood are feeding on berries, or they're feeding on blossoms, or they're feeding in a tree that's flowering or has little crab apples on it or something like that, go and cut a sprig and take it. And, you know, we all may not be able to duplicate our wild bird diets for our flock or our pets as much as we'd like. But in the end, you know, a green bud is a green bud. And a watermelon or a cantaloupe or a squash seed is still a delectable seed. And a coconut morsel, a coconut's akin to a palm nut center. So if you start to look around and get interested in feeding natural, you're going to be very successful. And your food choices for your flock are going to expand.
And you'll have healthier parrots as a result.
Yes, exactly.
Eb, E.B. Cravens, thank you so much for taking time out of what I know is always a busy day for you and giving us all such an entertaining and informative look at how we can incorporate natural foods into the diet of our birds. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It was a joy. You made my day.
For more information on E.B. Cravens and to read his latest thoughts on parrot keeping, pick up a copy of Parrots magazine or visit the World Parrot Trust website at parrots.org and look for him under our Ask an Expert section. And of course, the World Parrot Trust website is also the place to go to if you'd like more information about parrots and parrot conservation. That website address once again, parrots.org. And finally, if you'd like to know a little bit more about me, Charlie Moores, and do have a look at my website, Talking Naturally, which is at talking-naturally.co.uk.